The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Barry Cohn of Los Angeles, California, in memory of their esteemed brother, Rav Menachem Mendel ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohn Zatzal, Baal Mechaber Sefer Ateres Avi. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach Be'ya Daf Lamed Aleph with the following shaila. Shaila l'Hilchas Muktzah. We know there are many categories of Muktzah. Klishim Lachta L'Isser, Klishim Lachta L'Heter. Klishim Lachta L'Isser can only be moved L'Tzer Gufay M'Koymai. The category of Muktzah Machmas Gufay. And then there's a category of Muktzah Machmas Chesarin Kis, which has no heter of Tiltul, not L'Tzer Gufay, not L'Tzer M'Koymai. For example, an Izmil Shalmila, a Sakin Shalmila, the Mila knife of a Mayal, it is a Muktzah Machmas Chesarin Kis, which means that it's usher for its intended use on Shabbos, and as well, the person is Machbin not to use it for any other things. For this reason, the place can bring that blank paper. Niyar, that is also a Muktzah Machmas Chesarin Kis, can't be used for its regular use on Shabbos to write with, and people are normally Machbin not to use it for any other uses. That makes it a Muktzah Machmas Chesarin Kis, as opposed to a hammer, where even though it's a Klish Malach Tel Isser, a person wouldn't mind using it for other uses on Shabbos. What would be the halacha if a person decides on Shabbos that he no longer wants to use his Mila knife for Mila, and he now is going to use it as a regular knife? Can in the middle of Shabbos it become non-muksa anymore? Or does it remain muksa the whole Shabbos? An additional question, person has a blank piece of paper on the table, and he can't move it on Shabbos because it's muksa. In the middle of Shabbos, the paper tears. There's a rip in the paper. It's no longer going to be used as a writing paper. He would now not be makbet to use it for anything else. It's considered broken. It's nishbara. Can it now have a heter from Muktzah Machmas Chesarin Kis? And it could now, could it be used, be moved on Shabbos? Does it have a heter to be moved? The answer to this shaila can be found on our daf beya daf lamed aleph. The Mishnah at the bottom of lamed aleph amid aleph says, "Ein bevakin eitzim loy min akeiros v'loy min akeiros nishber biyontif." One cannot chop wood to use for firewood, not from beams that are laying set up on the side. V'loy min akeiros nishber yomtif, or a beam that broke on yomtif. The Gemara at the top of amid beis and mavur explains that we're talking about the isser of muktzah. And the Gemara brings a brisa to explain what the Mishnah is talking about. Ein mevakin min hasoyer shel keiros. One cannot take wood to chop for firewood from the row of beams. V'lo min hakeirosh nishber b'yomtiv, or from a beam that was broken off on yomtiv. Avo mevakin min hakeirosh nishber me'erev yomtiv. However, if it already broke before yomtiv, then indeed it is permissible to use such wood on yomtiv. The Gemara at the beginning of the Masechta, the Beis and Mebeis, says that Rebbe was Seisim, Masechtas Beya, and Hilchis Yom Deflai Shittas Rebbe Yehuda, that holds, Migis Katsay Lebein Hashmashois is Katsay L'chola Shabbos Kula, L'chola Yom Kula. Not like Reb Shimon, who does not hold of Migis Katsay, like Mavur in the Gemara in the end of Masechtas Shabbos. And therefore, our Mishnah, the Bar brings a Raya, that our Mishnah, in fact, is Shittas Rebbe Yehuda. Because the Mishnah says, "Ein mevakin eitzim in akeiros, v'lo min akeiros nishber b'yomtiv." The Rashba over here in Daf Lamed Aleph, and as well Tosfos and Daf Beis and Mebeis, ask, "Why is that so? Even Reb Shimon is made the Muktzah Machmas Chesarin Kis. So ein mevakin eitzim is because of Muktzah Machmas Chesarin Kis. It's intended to use these beams, intended to be used to put into a building, not to be used as firewood, and therefore the Mishnah could also go even according to Shita Shrib Shimon. Tosis and the Rashba answered that the raya that the Mishnah here is Rabbi Yehuda Shita is really from the second case. For Loimen Akarish Nishba Yomdif means even if it was broken, this beam was broken on Yomdif, and now it no longer will be used for its original intended use, still is going to remain Mukta. That is only the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda of Migdas Katsai. However, the Rashba and Tosis continue to ask that even according to Rav Shimon, who doesn't hold of the concept of Midas Katsai, Bein Hashmashas, that even if something was Mukta during Bein Hashmashas, that it remains Mukta the whole Shabbos, that's Rabbi Yehuda, but still, even Rav Shimon still needs a condition, that if Adam Yoshev U'Metzapa, Eimosai Teshaver, the Gemara on Daf Lamed of Beis explained that a sukkah that falls down on Yom Tov, even according to Rav Shimon, we want to permit and say that it's Mukta to use the wood now for a person's own use, that's only a sukkah ru'uah. Only a sukkah that already was flimsy, it was already a weak sukkah, that adam yeshivu mitzapeh mosai nafla, when will it fall down? Similar to a ner, adam yeshivu mitzapeh mosai techabeh, and then he's going to be able to use it. So even according to Reb Shimon, you need this added condition in order to avoid the mukhs machasar kis, that it's yeshivu mitzapeh, that he's hoping that he'll be able to have use of it on Yom Tov. So Tosfos answers that here we're talking about a keira ru'uah, similar to the sukkah ru'uah. We're talking about a beam that already is in a weak state, and the person really can hope that it may break, or he can know that it's going to break, and then he'll be able to use it for firewood. And therefore, the halacha would be, according to Reb Shimon, this is like a yeshiv mitzapa. The Tosfos brings a raya, the fact that indeed it did break on Yom Tov is a raya that it was really ru'uah, was already weak before Yom Tov. The Rashba gives a similar teretz that we're talking about Kera Chadosha, it's a new beam. That the Gemara says when you have a new keli or a new beam, it's Avida Depaki, that it is prone to burst open, it's prone to split, and therefore that also is a Yeshev Umitzape. So learns Tosfos in the Rashba, our Gemara, of why it's only going according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita and not Reb Shimon. Now, the Magen Avraham in Archaim Siman Shinches Sivkon Yutes brings from the Rambam in Perek Chofei Alach Ufil Cheshabes Alach Avav that the Rambam who writes that even though Dalsos Kalim, the covers or the lids of Kalim, that get detached on Shabbos, can be moved about or mutter l'taltul on Shabbos, says the Rambam, Dalsos Habayis Einokein, doors of a house that got detached on Shabbos may not be metaltal, is not mutter to be metaltal them on Shabbos. It says the Rambam, Kimishle Huchen l'taltul, they're not muchen to be metaltal going into Shabbos. Says the Magen Avraham that from here we learn that a keli of which is muchzimach meschasar and kis that breaks on Shabbos, even though now it's no longer mukta, it's still also to be metaltalit on Shabbos, similar to what the Rambam paskins by the Delis. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shinches Sivkon Lamed Hey paskins like this Magen Avraham. I go into Kivega, asks from the Magen Avraham that it doesn't seem to be doime to Delis. The comparison from the case of the Rambam with Dalsos is not a good comparison to the Mukhid Nachasar and Kis, which is a Keli. By the Delis, the door, the person's intent is going to be to put it back in the door. And therefore it doesn't have a shame Keli. It's not a utensil, it's still part of this binyan, it's still part of this bias, and the person is going to put it back. Masha'egin a Keli, which is Mukhid Nachasar and Kis, for example, an Ismael Shalmila, a Mila knife. If that breaks, that's no longer Mukhtza, unless you hold a Migidus Katsai. But Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a Migidus Katsai, only Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, says Rabbi Kivager, a Keli, which a Mukhtz Machasar and Kis, that breaks on Shabbos, should in fact be Mutta to be Metaltal once it is broken. It's Tzarechin on Rabbi Kivager, because we just mentioned from Tosfos and the Rashba that even according to Rabbi Shimon does not hold a Midas Katsai, still requires the condition of Yeshiva and Mutzapeh. So why should this be Mutter just because of broken Shabbos, like Milish Knife, broken Shabbos, if you don't have the Yeshiva and Mutzapeh? Indeed, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, in the beginning of the Siman, in Shin Ches, in Sif Aleph, brings Divrei Taisvis, and seems to understand from Taisvis that it would not be Mutter. So then why over here does he want to be Mater, a Keli that broke, a Sakin Shomila that broke, why should that be Mutter? Perhaps we could say that Rabbi Kiva Eiger only intends to be matter in a case of a kli ru'ua, indeed like we mentioned before, sukkah ru'ua, or like Tosfos wants to answer, the kaira is a kli ru'ua, it's a weak keli, something's on its way out anyway, looks like it's going to break. And the truth is, the Chazon Ish, in Erech Chaim, Siman Mem Gimel, Ois Chof Aleph, who also asks on the Magen Avraham, a similar kasha to Rabbi Kiva Eiger, that the din of Keli is not din Daimeh, really can't be compared to the din of Delis of the Rambam, because the Delis, if it would break even Me'erev Shabbos, would not be a Keli automatically, it would still remain Mutter, Muksa, unless a person is Me'achrit, unless he designates it now that it shouldn't be Muksa. Mashenkin, a Keli that breaks an Erev Shabbos, and it has another use for it, it will be mutl metaltle without any yichud. So really, Delas is not comparable to a Keli. And therefore the Chazon Ish writes that a Keli, that will be a Keli Ru'ua, it will be a Keli that is on its way out, it's prone to be broken, that would be mutl metaltle if that broke. Not like the Magen Avraham and the Mishabrua that we mentioned before. However, Rabbi Kiva Eiger does not seem to imply that he's only talking about a keli ru'ua. He seems to be talking about all kelim amukh nach sarakis. So I found in the Sefer Megillah Sefer, in Simen Mem Zayin Ois Tes, that he wants to explain Rabbi Kiva Eiger's shita based on the Magen Avraham in the beginning of Simen Tav Kuf Aleph in Erech Chaim, which is the halach of our Mishnah of Eimavak and Eitzim. And the Magen Avraham over there, in making the distinction between Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Rabbi Shimon, asked the Kasha about Kalim, and he says, Kalim are always Yeshiva Mutzape. The Lashon of the Magen Avraham is, Keli Osur Lihishaver. Nothing lasts forever, and therefore every Keli is always something that eventually is going to break. Mashenkin, a Kaira, a beam indeed can last a lifetime, and therefore it's different than a keli, says the Magen Avraham, a keli osi lishaver. And perhaps that's the pshat of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger understands that every keli, with the wear and tear on the keli, eventually it will get broken, eventually it's going to be changed into a lower use, and therefore adam yeshivu metzapeh. The Chazon Ish is mashmois, is indeed not hold of this svara, but that's maybe what pshat of Rabbi Kiva Eiger is. So the halacha would come out, in our case of the mila knife that the person now wants to use as a regular kitchen knife, or a mila knife that broke, or a piece of paper, a blank piece of paper that's on the table, that's muksamach with sarin kiss, and a person is not allowed to move it on Shabbos, but now it rips, and now a person certainly would use it for any other use that it was not intended for at first. Would it be mutter? According to Rabbi Kiva Eiger, even if it was a knife or a piece of paper that was not ru'ua, it was not on its way out, it was not looking like it was going to break, the fact that it broke now would already make it mutter, and it would make it non-muksa anymore, not muksa noksarenkis. According to the Chazon Ish, if it will be ru'ua from Erev Shabbos, then it will be mutter, and according to the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura, both in Simen Shin Ches and the beginning of Simen Tav Kuf Aleph, even a Kli Ru'ua, even if it was already a week before Shabbos, there's still no Heter and remains Muksa for the rest of Shabbos. This is all as far as Shabbos is concerned. With Yom Tif, if this would happen on Yom Tif, there's an added Chumrah. And that's because there's a whole Machlokes HaPoskim, whether you hold of Muktzah on Yom Tif, and even those who don't hold of Muktzah on Yom Tif still do hold of the Isser of Neilon on Yom Tif. So a Keli that broke and now has a new use to it, that will be a Shaila of Neilon, and the Ramah and Simin Tov Tzadihei is Neita Lahachmeh, like those who hold that Neilon is indeed Osir on Yom Tif.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.